holds and footholds that made it manageable. I would as likely fall off a sidewalk as I would this trail. My mind, however, paid no heed. Billions of neural connections flooded my cerebrum with its version of the truth. I am a dead man if I move an eyelash. I was an immobile mess. It was now 10 minutes between steps. I insisted that Bob go on without me. I would haltingly retreat to Pomola Peak with my tail between my legs. In addition to the aforementioned car parts, my chest now had an engine block attached to it. I retraced leaden, petrified steps to the safety of the plateau, and from there watched Bob skip his merry way across the high wire trail. I hunkered down among the rocks, out of the wind, and sullenly broke out a snack. I was not alone. Boy Scout troop of 11 boys and 2 leaders had just arrived. They offloaded packs and broke out their chow. The boys were between 12 and 13 years old and acted it, throwing food at each other and goofing off. I couldn't have pushed the knife edge from my mind with a herd of yaks, yet not once was it mentioned, even in passing, by any of the scout to the leaders. Were they oblivious to this death trap? After 20 minutes, the leaders simply shouted, "Saddle up, boys, let's go." And with that, they just cruised across the knife edge without so much as one complaint. I sat there, mouth agape, dumbfounded. Why wasn't anybody else at least as afraid as I was, or even mildly tentative? Even the freaking 12-year-olds traversed the route as if they were skipping their way to